This is the Sue Freed Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way you sunshine's on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, yeah. Sue Freed.
Another Saturday, and here we are together. And you know, I've been kind of gone a little bit, and I've been gone because I had something personal happen to me, and I'm gonna expose that to you because I just want you to understand that life does go on, and you know, God is so good in all things, and we don't understand the why behind things and why things happen. But they happen, and they're there for a reason. And sometimes it's later on in life that we realize why, and you know, we get the answer. And sometimes there's things that just maybe we're not going to have the answer until we reach heaven and we can ask our Heavenly Father that. Or maybe it won't matter then. I don't know, because I'm not there yet and I'm not in any hurry. But you know, something happened and I got a little bump on my leg. And I'm telling you this because I want you to be aware of what's going on with your body. I want you to be aware and take note, and don't ignore what's right in front of you. Don't ignore if there's something going on with your body, you know, because we are not invincible. My daughter, she took care of me after this time. She came over and spent an entire 5 days with me, and it was a wonderful time that I had with her. And it was worth what I had to go through just so I could have the special moments with her. But during that time, she started crying, and she said, "Mom, I just always thought you were invincible. I just always thought that you would just always be there." And you know, there is no such thing as that, you know, in spirit, yes. But in reality, you know, we're all going to go home to be with our Heavenly Father. And so what happened with me is I had a little bump on my leg and I thought it was an ingrown hair. You know, how simple is that, right? We all get those once in a while. And then I thought maybe it was a bite. But then it didn't go away and I paid attention. And when I'd shave my legs, I just noticed it was getting a little bigger and a little bigger. And it just didn't look right. Didn't feel right. I felt nauseous in my stomach. And a month later, I decided, you know what? Something's not right. So I went to the doctors. And they put me off and said I needed to go see the general in order to get a specialist. And I didn't like that. So, you know me, I pushed ahead and went to urgent care because I needed to up this process, make it go quicker. Because who cares more than you, other than our Heavenly Father? But who cares more about you and the Heavenly Father? So, you know, you have to take care of you because you are valuable. You're valuable to those that love you, and you're valuable to your Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father puts doctors in place and wisdom in place. But you know what? You are the one. You're the voice that needs to speak out for you. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying here. I hope you are. So I went to urgent care and I told the gentleman there, the doctor there, I said, "Hey, you know, this is my leg and I'm really concerned about this." And he looked at it and asked me what I had done up to this point and tried to get information. He goes, "You know, it's not healing. I'm concerned about it not healing. Therefore, I'm sending you to a specialist." Now, I already had an appointment 3 days later with the general. But now, guess what? I have an appointment with a specialist probably 2 weeks sooner than I would have had if I would have waited for the normal realm of things to happen. Not my nature. So I got in with the specialist and they cut off the top half of this bump and took it to the specialist. And within 2 days, I found out I have cancer in my leg. They gave me the big long name and, you know, I didn't understand all of it. You know, it's nice this internet we have so we can do research. And I had cancer in my leg and it wasn't the easiest, simplest one. It wasn't the worst one. It was in the middle. And so, you know, I said, "I want this out, and I want this out like right now. Can we do it right now?" And he said, "No, you can't, but let's make an appointment and we'll make it happen." In the process, I went ahead and went to my general and found out that I had a lump in my breast that I didn't realize I had. So now I've got two things I'm dealing with. And I'm telling you this, ladies and gents, that don't take your body for granted. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. And your body is your body, and you've got to take care of it. So if you haven't had your normal checkups, would you do me a favor and do yourself a favor and all those that love you a favor and go get your normal checkups, okay? And listen to what's being said to you. Do you always go with the first diagnosis? I hope not. You know, more brains, more thoughts, more information is always better, okay? But don't put it off for tomorrow what you can do today. I'm pausing so it will impact you. I'm hoping that you take care of it. So I got it cut out. And in the process, I had a trip planned to Alaska. And I'm like, okay. As they were stitching up my leg and I looked down and saw the blood around and I wanted to really look at the process. I really did, but I didn't have the stomach for it. So I chose not to look. And then I feel them stitching up. No pain. It was really not painful at all. Thank you for drugs. It wasn't painful at all. But, you know, healing is painful. It's painful, and we have to take note that we have to take care of healing. And there's a lesson there, isn't there? That scars are for healing. It's a song that I was practicing singing a long time ago, and you know, it's so true. And sometimes there's pain in the cutting out of whatever is, you know, festering, and even if it's emotional pain, sometimes we have to dig deep to get the root of this, whatever it is, root of bitterness, root of whatever. We have to do the work, and we need to feel the pain. But after that, there is healing. And part of that is forgiveness. And on the way in today, I was listening to a message about forgiveness and the bitter root of unforgiveness and how we need to forgive. And sometimes we don't feel like it, do we? We don't feel like forgiving. But we have to forgive. And sometimes it's a decision we make before we really have the emotions follow. But we have to make that choice in our brain. Even if we don't really want to forgive this person who's done us wrong, we have to forgive. We have to make that choice, that Christian, godly choice to forgive those that have trespassed against us. Because if we don't, you know where the pain is and you know where the it festers inside of us. And they're not being affected at all. But we are, because we're harboring, we're holding on to this unforgiveness. So cut it out like I cut out my cancer. Cut it out. Get rid of it. Let it go so that you can get the full experience of what God has for you. Let it go, really. You're not hurting them. You're only hurting you. So I hope you're hearing this message. And it's not even where I'm going today, but I wanted to give you some personal experience from my heart to yours, and that this is real. I'm living it right now. I've got four Band-Aids over my leg. The dot was the size of my pinky, but now the scar, or the incision with the 10 stitches I had, is the length of, I think, 4 inches, and I put it on my Facebook page so people can see it. And you know what the amazing thing is 4 years ago to the day was when I had surgery of my shattered leg. 4 years to the day. Interesting, isn't that? I didn't even realize that. And when I went back and showed my right leg with my metal plate and 10 pins, and now my left leg with my ugly, beautiful scar, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? 4 years to the day. So today my topic is life is a gift, because it is. It's a gift. And do you like gifts? I know I like gifts. What is the best gift you've ever been given? You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. What comes to mind when we think of a gift? We may think that the best gifts come wrapped in a beautiful big box with a beautiful ribbon. Some may say great things come in small packages. I've used that one. I have. But do we ever take the time to appreciate the gifts we cannot see? Take time to unwrap each and every day, because a new adventure is awaiting. Do we take the time to realize that? John 1:4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Let's take the time to observe the gifts that are given to us every day. Like being able to wake up each morning to a beautiful sun. The gift of being able to step outside and feel the fresh breeze. Smell the flowers and being able to see the beautiful colors around us. You know, I did go to that Alaska trip. I just got back. And some of the amazing things is, number one, the sun never sets. It's like amazing at 10:30 in the evening, I'm having dinner. Usually I'm in bed sleeping by 10:30. And at midnight, there are people outside skateboarding. We arrived at 11:30. I was in Walmart. What? 11:30 at night. Okay, I'd worked a full day and got on the plane and did the trip. It's not really that far. It's a five-hour flight. You know, it was just amazing to me. But the beauty there, the sun is out. I was in short-sleeved shirts. Now, that doesn't happen all year around there. You know, sometimes there's only 5 hours of daylight. Okay, but I want to be there in the summertime, okay, when the flowers are blooming and the gardens really flourish really quickly there because they have more sunlight and that they need sunlight in order to bear fruit. Isn't that an interesting concept? Yeah, and, you know, I saw eagles, lots of eagles. I saw buffalo, lots of fish, salmon, halibut, fish. Now, I couldn't enjoy, like, wading in the water and, you know, casting out that line like I was really looking forward to doing because I had an open wound in my left leg with stitches and I had to take care of that. And the flight there for 3 hours on the second part of the flight, I had to sit in my airplane seat with my leg propped straight up in the air. And everybody's going, are you seatbelted? And yes, I'm so flexible that I could sit in the seat with my leg straight up. And my biggest concern was, you know how your feet kind of swell in an airplane? I was concerned my leg was going to swell in the airplane and my stitches were going to pop. I had this visual of my stitches just, you know, popping. So I made sure that my leg was propped upright so that the blood would flow down my leg instead of down my foot. And, you know, it was kind of an interesting ride and everybody was like pretty amazed at my leg up in the air for all that time. They thought I was just showing off. But nope, not exactly what I was doing. I was just taking care of my leg that I had to so desperately do. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. We've been on the air for 5 years now. Amazing, isn't it? And we are syndicated and we go from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And with the internet and the SueFrees.com site, you can hear me anywhere, anytime you want. Isn't that lovely? And you know, I just had a new website designed and it looks really great. I got my headphones on. They took pictures of me and it's so cool. And you know, it's really neat. I feel so blessed and so honored to be part of the Salem stations, and they've been so good to me, and you know, I'm so grateful. I'm just so thankful for that opportunity to be with you on the air. So have we ever thought about how amazingly we were created? In the scriptures, we discover how amazing and powerful our Creator is. Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And we know that from the man, the woman was created. This is just a closer bond that God built between humans. The Lord is so kind that he has given us the privilege of giving life to another human being. For that he said in Genesis 2:24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh. Life is priceless. It's filled with lessons. It can be complicated, but we will always find a way. It is up to us to give ourselves the gift of living it well. Life is a beautiful thing. And now because I've come to this new appreciation of life, because that word cancer, it has, I don't know, so much impact. Just that word cancer, because they have not conquered. Our doctors have not conquered this thing called cancer. And I personally have had my sister who's lost both of her breasts from cancer. So cancer runs in my family. My father died at the age of 60 from lung cancer. He had kidney cancer, and they told him when they took one kidney, because you have two, they took one kidney, and they said, you get to 7 years of cancer-free, and you're going to be free of cancer. And on the seventh year, my dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. On the seventh year. And I watched him. I went and saw him regularly and watched him dwindle away. And I've talked about it before, about he just craved root beer floats. So every time I hear of root beer float, think about root beer float, I think of my father. Because that's all he wanted was when I came to see him. And you know, the year he was in the hospital, the one thing I really feel fortunate about is that from his bed in the hospital room, he had a TV and he watched his daughter win a car on American Bandstand. And that was a huge, big deal to him. he'd have everybody surround him when Bandstand came on because it was an 8-week program. And he would say, come see my daughter on American Bandstand. She's going to dance on the show. And when I won the car, he got to experience the thrill of that. Big deal, right? In the grand scheme of things, here he was dying of cancer. But it was a wonderful thing for him, and he was so excited. And when I'd come to see him, and everybody would come around and say, oh, there she is, you know. And he was just so proud. And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful time, you know. But my dad is gone. He's gone. And he was gone at 60, which is way too young, don't you think? Way too young to this thing called cancer. So life is a gift, isn't it? Boy, don't I know it. Do you know it? Do you really understand this gift you have? We can get so down and get so depressed about what's going on in our lives. But we've got breath, don't we? And no matter what's going on with you, you've still got hope because you have breath and you have life. Look at the people that are born with no arms, no legs, and they're still succeeding, progressing, and giving to others. Whatever your issues are, look at the good. Can you do that? And I know we hurt. We hurt and we suffer. But you know what? There's always someone that may be suffering more than you. Be thankful. In all things, give thanks. Be thankful and thank God for another day, the gift of this day. Do that. And it's going to uplift you no matter where you are. We have to look for the good. And I know I could get down. I could get so down, and I have. I get down and I'm, dang, why me? Right? But you know what? It's only my leg. It's only my leg. I still have my brain. I still have my eyes. They're not as good as they used to be, but you know, I need glasses, but okay, whatever. But I have my arms and I have my heart and I breathe. So in the grand scheme of things, Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Today, before you think of saying an unkind word, think of someone who can't speak. Before you complain about the taste of your food, think of someone who has nothing to eat. Before you complain about your husband or wife, think of someone who is crying out to God for a companion. I know someone like that. In fact, I know more than one person that's crying out for a companion. And that's such a lonely place. It's a sad place. Today, before you complain about life, think of someone who went too early to heaven. Before you complain about your children, think of someone who desires children, but they're barren. I know people like that too. Do you? Before you argue about your dirty house, someone didn't clean or sweep, think of the people who are living in the streets or in cardboard boxes. Before whining about the distance you drive, think of someone who walks the same distance with their feet. And when you are tired and complain about your job, think of the unemployed, the disabled, and those who wished they had your job. But before you think of pointing the finger or condemning another, remember that not one of us are without sin, and we all answer to one Maker. And when depressing thoughts seem to get you down, put a smile on your face and thank God you're alive and still around. Life is a gift. Live it, enjoy it, celebrate it, and fulfill it. That's good stuff, Maynard. What do you think? I think that's really good. And we have to sometimes be reminded, don't we? My assistant, Lydia, she put this together for me today, and she has this little thing. I think I'm going to put it on my website again. It's Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And every week we put our podcast on that website so that it's accessible to you, no strings attached, free. Why? Because I want to share. I want to share and I want to give back because there's been people for me along the way, people that have picked me up and walked alongside me and giving me the encouragement that I needed just for that moment, for that day. I want to be a blessing to you. I want to be a blessing each and every day because people have blessed me and we need to give back. So here's what she gave me. God has four gifts for you. I'm sure he has more than that, but here's what this says. A key for every problem, a light for every shadow, a plan for every tomorrow, and a joy for every sorrow. I think I'm going to put this up on my computer It's kind of nice to be reminded of these things, isn't it? I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what's happening with you, but I know my Heavenly Father does, and I know that He's there for you, but He does ask this one thing. He asks for you to ask Him to reach up, look up, ask Him to come in your life, and you don't have to clean up your act. That's the good news. You don't have to click it before you speak. You know, you can't pull the wool over on His eyes because He already knows you. He died for you. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring the show. And I just want to let you know that if you like the show, if you think that you know somebody, please share about the show. Please let the word get out about the Sue Freeze Show and about SueFreeze.com. Please connect with me on SueFreeze.com. Please. I read every single email, every single connection. It's read by me and I respond. And I really appreciate those that are doing that. And please keep it coming. It's encouraging, and also it keeps me directed on the needs that are out there with the listeners that are sharing with me. I really appreciate that. I look forward to them. So thank you for that. Also, if you know of a company that you think might benefit by sponsoring the show, it's really reasonable. And if you're thinking about, is radio for me? Because I'm syndicated, I can make it designated to the area in which you are working. If you have a company in San Diego, I can do that. If you have an office in LA, Orange County, I can do that. I will direct you properly so that you get what you need and you're not going to pay more than you should, but it's reasonable and it's a great test market for you so that you can get it out there and find out if radio is the thing for you. So I would like to be that vehicle. Believe me, I do a lot of advertising for Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, and I know the ins and outs. Believe me, I do. And I want to make this work for you, and radio is a great medium if it's right for you. So I'd love to help you out there. So if you know somebody, or if you are that somebody, Let me help you out there, okay? In the first segment of the show, I was talking about personally some things that trials and tribulations I'm going through, and it has to do with health issues and having cancer in my leg. And also, when you have things like this happen, it kind of helps you kind of focus in, have a beam, laser beam, on what's important to you. You know, you kind of rethink things a little bit, or maybe a lot. You know, because it's the big C word, cancer. So another big C word is clarity, isn't it? It's, you know, having clarity in your life of what's really important. Because when you have something like this, this life and death or possibility of life and death, it kind of gives you that laser beam thought process of what is important, you know. And if you're running a business, or if you have a business, or you're employed and you have a job position, it kind of helps you define or help you understand the importance of everything that you do. And you don't want to waste, and I'm really big with this, you know, I don't want to waste a moment. I want to make every moment count. Don't you? Don't you want to get the most out of every moment? I want to get the most out of every moment. I want to get the most out of every penny. I want to get the most out of life, out of every breath. And so when I am living life and I'm dealing with decisions, it's very important that I get enough information so that I can make educated decisions and be clear on the direction. And it's much easier to get things done when you have more people. You know, you're not really a sole person dealing with this. If you're in a marriage, your family unit is your team. It should be your team. You're not in opposition. You should be going the same direction, and your goals should be similar, and they need to be clear. You know, and I like to, when I'm talking to you, I want to relate personal relationships with business relationships, because I run, you know, I got railroad tracks going down the same road, and I've got this life over here and this life over here, and then, you know, church life over here, and, you know, we have these other lives, but we're the same person, or we should be. We should be in alignment with ourselves and not be two different people depending on what role we're playing. Our role is, we're ambassador to Christ. We're ambassador for Christ. And anything we're doing in life should represent that foremost. It should be representative of that. Then from there, the clarity is that what's important to you, and is that what's important to your spouse or your significant other or that person you're dating, whatever. And then what's important with your children and your family as a unit? Then you go a step further, okay? I'm a business owner, right? So I have a team. And my team is growing so quickly, but my team is growing, and it's so imperative that the clarity is there. When I find that things aren't running smooth, when I dial in and we figure out what's wrong, it usually has to do with what? Communication. And communication creates what? Clarity. So when I find there's a problem, it all comes back to, was I not clear? Did I not communicate well enough? Was it not understood the way I meant it? Or from another manager with another employee, maybe. Maybe there's a misunderstanding, miscommunication. And when that happens, it causes strife. It causes a division of unity. And a house divided will not stand. That's what it says in the Bible. A house divided will not stand. So in the household, the head of the household is the man. And a house divided will not stand. So it's important, men, that you have unity in your team, a unity with your family, and you're clear. You're clear with your mission, with your family. And the important part of that, someone needs to hear this, the important part of this is that it's not all about you, mister. It's about what's important to God, number one, and important with the family unit. You're in charge, yes. You make the final decision, yes. But how important is it, whether it's in the family unit at home or in the business world? I'm the president of my company. I'm the owner of my company. I have 72 employees right now. How important is it that I have unity with my group? How important is it that I listen to the concerns and the needs of my employees? How important is that to the health of my organization? I can tell you it's crucial. It's crucial. It's important that I'm in contact, that I'm communicating with my sales force. It's important that I'm communicating with the office staff that answers the phones and is dealing with the front line of my customers. It's important that I know what my customers need and want and desire. Why? because I need to make sure I'm on check and that my employees are on check and our mission is clear. Clarity. Clarity. I need to be clear. I need to understand. And the best information is from the people that work with me. Best information for the home life is those people that are your team, your children, your wife, your husband, your surrounding siblings, your family. The family unit is so important. If you want to know who you really are, ask them. They'll tell you how they experience you. You know, do you erupt? Do you explain clearly and calmly and lovingly? Or do you hammer, slam? You know, what kind of person are you? How are you dealing with your issues? How are you dealing with your employees? How are you dealing with your family? Ambassador of Christ, are you dealing with everything the way you should be dealing with things? You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and this might not feel good right now. And I get that. I totally get that because it doesn't feel good to me when I realize I'm not on check. You know, and it happens to me, darn it, way too often for me. You know, darn. But you know what? The difference between those that are trainable and those that aren't, that's where success happens, is when you are trainable. When you realize you've made a mistake and you can accept your mistake and say, I'm sorry. When you can say, God, please forgive me. Oh, yeah, you already have. You know, he's unconditionally loving. Unconditional love. We don't experience that very often. Not on this world. But that's what he is. Sometimes when we've never had that on this earth, we don't understand what that all looks like or feels like. And it's hard to believe that there really is a God that could be that kind of God. I know. My earthly father was a very upset, angry man. Maybe that's part of the reason why he got cancer at such a young age. He had that root of bitterness in him, which I fight very hard. I don't want that. I fight very hard to be forgiving and to let things go. Let it go. Let it go. You know, but sometimes that's not easy to do. But we need to do that. And we're freed. We're freed from that because it's not hurting them. It's hurting us to hold on to that. So if you get nothing out of today, you need to forgive and let go. And I have to tell myself this all the time because you know what? Things go wrong and are done wrong to me. And I have to make a decision to let it go. I have to make a decision to say, I forgive that person. He or she did me wrong, but I have to forgive and I have to move on. Because our God is a big God. And, you know, vengeance isn't mine. It's not up to me. I have to do what God tells me to do. And I have to believe that everything else is going to work out. Because it's beyond my control anyway, really, when you think about it. It really is beyond my control. But I know my Heavenly Father loves me and he loves you. And I know that he's there and he's my mighty protector. And he will protect me. Even though I've had wrong things done and whatnot, I'm here. I'm breathing. I'm still alive. I can still smile. I still feel. And yeah, I'm thankful that I feel. Are you? Sometimes I like to be numbed. I understand that too. Sometimes I like to not feel anymore. I get that. But in the grand schemes, it's much better than not feeling at all. Those that drink to try to get numb, you need to deal with the issue. What is it? What's causing you to want to be numb? If you do drugs because you just don't want to feel anymore, what is that all about? First of all, admit it. Admit you got an issue. And after that, get to the root of the problem. Sometimes we take a pill and we think it's going to go away, but it really doesn't take care of the problem. It's just a pill. It's a little pharmaceutical pill. Pretty amazing. But the real issue is not a pill. The real issue is what's down deep. What is that down deep that you don't want to deal with, that you want to stay numb so you don't have to face? Clarity. Clarity. Getting the healing you need. Getting the cancer cut out. Wherever it is, whatever it is. I've been here. I've been there. I've done this. And it's not easy. But let me tell you right now, it's worth it. It's so worth it. to cut it out, to get it cut out so that you can start, begin that healing process, so that you can be all God created you. He created you for a purpose. And all these other things are things to knock you down so that you can't fulfill God's purpose in your life. And I and God and those that love you, truly love you, they want you to be all you were created to be. There are people here that'll get jealous. There are people here that are going to knock you down and tell you you can't do that. And I can tell you, yes, you can. You need clarity. You need clarity and focus. And you need to get rid of this negativity in your brain. Those voices that you hear that are telling you you can't or you'll never. Those are lies from the devil. And we don't want to listen to that voice. We want to listen to the voice that says, you are a conqueror. You are victorious in Jesus' name. You want to listen to those words. And guess where you can get all of those? And you can talk to yourself every single day on the SueFreeze.com site. Go there and pull down and print, I am through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My son is going through so many things right now. My wonderful son is going through so many things, and they're just so out of his control. And what I said to him is, Tyson, you need to say repeatedly, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can too. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Create clarity in your life. I was going to get into this book, The Advantage, and I'm just going to go over topping of it because this other message seemed to be so strong. But in this book, it's a discipline book, and it's talking about the advantage of having a healthy team, and whether that's at home or at work or both, we need that. And how do you do that? Number one is build a cohesive leadership team. Number two is create clarity. Three, reinforce clarity and recommunicate clarity. That's it, is clarity. We need clarity. Build a creative leadership team. I already went through that in a previous show, so you can look that up on podcast. And now it's talking about creating clarity, and it's chapter two of this book. And it's so important that we create clarity. Laser beam focus and communication is so key. I so often read out of Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. And today, once again, it goes along with what we're talking about. And here's what the book says for today. Trust me in all your thoughts. I know that some thoughts are unconscious and semi-conscious, and I do not hold you responsible for those. But you can direct conscious thoughts much more than you may realize. Practice thinking in certain ways. Trusting me, thanking me, and those thoughts become more natural. Reject negative or sinful thoughts as soon as you become aware of them. It's a good principle. Don't try to hide them from me. Confess them and leave them with me. Go on your way lightheartedly. Lightheartedly, I love that. This method of controlling your thoughts will keep your mind in my presence and your feet on the path of peace. You know, peace is a beautiful word, and it's so nice to have peace and unity in your life and harmony, all of those wonderful things. Peace, unity, harmony. A house divided will not stand. Sometimes there's sacrifice that comes with peace. Being a middle child, I don't know what rank you are in your child role, but for me, I was the middle child. And there were years in between the two of us, you know, 5 years with my younger and 7 with my older, and I really rained on my older sister's parade when I came on. So she never really liked me and didn't want to include me, but 7 years is a long spread and range for children and siblings. So I was really the oldest and the middle, so I got the best of both worlds, I'd like to say. We could say the worst, but I don't think like that. The best of both worlds. And I think it really rubbed off the rough edges for me. You know, am I completely smooth on all edges? No. But I think that it gave me a real understanding of what it's like for peace, because I was in the middle and I tried to create peace in my family. And, you know, I took on a lot that really wasn't mine to take. Maybe you can relate to that, because I wanted peace and harmony in my family. And as dysfunctional as it was, I felt loved. And that's a beautiful thing, to feel loved. some scriptures that come along with what I just read. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Luke 1:79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. I want peace, and peace comes with a price. It really does. But you know what? It's so worth it. And we have to forgive those that have trespassed against us. We're called to do that. So I've said a lot of things, and the Holy Spirit has worked through me here. And for your well-being, you know, if I could summarize, I would say, you know, cut the cancer out. If there's any unforgiveness, get rid of it. Get it out of there. If you are numbing your life with some substance, whether it's alcohol or pills of any kind, you're being numbed because you don't want to deal with or feel. And I would say that, identify what the problem is. Identify that you have an issue and that you're being numbed, and try to get to the bottom of it. And sometimes, you know, we need help with this. We can't do this on our own. I know I couldn't do it on my own. I knew that I was feeling very hopeless in my marriage. I was feeling very hopeless in my life at one time, a long time ago. And I reached rock bottom to where I curled up into fetal position in the shower. And I screamed out to God. And I said, God, please help me, because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to go on. I had two little children that were depending on me, and that was probably the only thing that kept me going, because I felt like such a failure in my marriage. I just felt like a failure totally, and I just felt like, oh my gosh, I just don't know what to do. God, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And sometimes he just doesn't talk to us audibly, but he talks to us with people. And things happen. Circumstances happen for a reason. And we don't understand. Like I said at the very beginning of the show, we don't understand. And if you've just tuned in right now and you want to hear this show, just go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word.com, and do me a favor. Listen to the show. Connect with me on the internet. Please do that. And share the show with others, because I think there's so many people out there that need to hear this message. It's a healing message. It's a message that can give hope when there's hopelessness, and help when there's helplessness. And that's my heart. That's my gift. That's what I want to do, is because I've been there. I've been there, and I want to just let people know that there is hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. There's hope in our Heavenly Father. He will give us what we need if we just ask him. That's all he says to do, is ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. But we have to take that first step, because our Heavenly Father is a gentleman, and he's not going to snatch you up, because you need to want to. He gives us that freedom of choice. He gives us that. Otherwise, we would be robots and we would be just walking around. I've got employees working for me. And, you know, some of them want to have the freedom to make decisions, and some want us just to tell them what to do and they'll do it. But if we empower each person that is surrounding us, give them the clarity they need so that we can be on mission, that we can go for the goal, whatever that is. And what does God say? Put him first. That's the goal. Put him first, and then love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we truly, truly evaluate our own personal walk, if we truly evaluate how we deal with every single thing that comes our way, even when things are hard, where's our character? Where's our morals? How are we walking? How are we dealing with the issues? Am I perfect? No. Do I fail? Yes, I do. But I acknowledge it. And I ask forgiveness, and I move forward, and I don't beat myself up, because it doesn't do any good to beat ourselves up. As long as we acknowledge and accept responsibility for our actions, because we will fall short of the glory of God. He tells us we will, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. But that's okay, because he loves us anyway. And he gave his only begotten Son to suffer the consequences of our sins. Man, is that freeing or what? It's very freeing. And we can rejoice in that freedom. But if you're in bondage because of pills, if you're in bondage because of unforgiveness, if you're in bondage because of alcohol, or somebody is hurting you and you can't seem to get out, put a hedge of protection around, create healthy boundaries, say no. Just say no. Say yes to God, no to those that are trespassing against you. Please do that. I'm so heartfelt right now. Jesus loves you so much. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.